Can I wholesale a pre-foreclosure? All right, so first of all,
to learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
All right, so question here, can I wholesale a pre-foreclosure? All right, so first of all, what's a pre-foreclosure for those of you that may not know? What is foreclosure? Foreclosure is when a bank comes after a property and that was basically signed into contract as a collateral for a mortgage loan before. It could be a mortgage loan. Also, it could be taxes, property taxes. It could be a lien against the property. It could be a mechanical lien. Mechanical lien is basically a lien that was put on a property by a contractor. So somebody finished work on your house, you signed a contract with them, and you couldn't make the payment. They can slap a mechanical lien on your property. And yes, in many states, they can legally foreclose on your property. But they will just have to pay for other senior liens beyond that. So the most senior lien is usually the property taxes to the city, to the county, local county, or the city. Depends on what state you're living, right? But the point I'm making there is this, okay? Foreclosure is when you owe somebody money and they exercise their right to take the property away from you, okay? Pre-foreclosure is when you stop payment, a mortgage payment, okay? If there are payments attached to a property, the moment you stop and they record another piece of document, in many states, they call it the lease pendings, okay? Which means pending lawsuit, right? Or some people call it notice of default. When they record that against your property, that shows a public record and it's now called pre-foreclosure. All right, so now that you know what that is, can you wholesale pre-foreclosure? Yes, you can, because pre-foreclosure is still owned by the owner of the property. Okay, the owner of the property still owns the property. It's just a notice of default that's recorded at the county government record house to say, hey, just the public knows this person owes me money and I have intentions to foreclose. So sometimes it comes with an intent to foreclose depending on what state. That's another document, and sometimes it's all together. Basically, it's an intention. In real English, it's an intention to foreclose on the property, meaning take the property away from the owner due to lack of payment, due to a default on a payment that was arranged before. Okay, so can you wholesale it? Everything stays the same way. The only thing is that whatever they owe on the property, just like it was normal, they have to pay. And usually when there's a pre-foreclosure, that means they've stopped payment, possibly up to 90 days. So whatever the arrears and all the fees that comes with the fact that they stopped payment, somebody has to pay for that. So if it still makes sense on the deal, yes, absolutely, you can wholesale pre-foreclosure. But as far as there anything extra that you need to know, no, not really. Except that you can actually use that as your negotiation tactic. So if the owner says it's in pre-foreclosure, they're going to take away the property, you can say, okay, if they don't have to take away the property, let me buy the property and you can move on with your life. And they may say yes, boom, right? So that's the answer to that. If you're looking for mentorship education about this whole process, just go to 11dayschallenge.com right now. We'll see you on the next one.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.